Welcome to Talking Politics, KBIA's weekly show dedicated to talking about local and national politics. I'm Abigail Corson. On this week's Talking Politics, Columbia College political science professor Dr. Terry Smith is here explaining the similarities and differences he sees between the 2016 presidential candidate Donald Trump and Huey Long, a former governor and U.S. senator from Louisiana who was a political powerhouse during the 1920s and 1930s.
Earlier this year, I compared Donald Trump to former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi because no American came to mind. Since then, an American has come to mind. This American was definitely a populist, finding passionate support among the dispossessed, discouraged, and disillusioned. He had an outsized personality. He was unusually effective with his use of the media. He also differed significantly from Trump in important ways, most of them political. He was very liberal. He was a strong isolationist. His policy proposals were numerous and very specific. And he was not born to wealth and, in fact, was energetically anti-rich, calling the rich parasites. I'm talking about Huey Long, former governor of and then U.S. senator from Louisiana. For about 10 years, from the mid-1920s to his death in 1935, he completely dominated Louisiana politics and, in the Senate, pushed himself onto the national stage. In the Senate, he was actually more like Ted Cruz, a showboat who was intensely disliked by other senators. But he touched a national nerve during the depths of the Depression. He took positions to the left of President Roosevelt. Some historians claim that the Second New Deal, Social Security, the Works Progress Administration, the National Labor Relations Board, aid to dependent children, came about due to pressure from Long and his organization, Share Our Wealth Society, which had an ironic acronym. Long dominated Louisiana politics like no other politician ever controlled a state. He also influenced national politics more in his short Senate tenure than about anyone. And he made it clear before he died that he was going to challenge Roosevelt for the presidency, if not as a Democrat, then as the leader of a separate mass movement. Had he not been assassinated by a relative of a political rival, there's no telling how far he would have leveraged the national mood and the tectonic partisan shifts that were occurring at the time. 15 years after Long's death, V.O. Key, a legendary political scientist, said that Long, quote, kept the faith with his people and they with him. He is not to be dismissed as a mere rabble-rouser, end quote. So far, every one of those words Key wrote 67 years ago about Huey Long applies to Donald Trump. This is Terry Smith.
Check back at KBIA.org for more political commentaries from Dr. Smith. That's it for this week's Talking Politics. Thanks so much to Dr. Smith for joining us. I'm Abigail Corson. Thanks for listening.